It's Brian and Trisha, and this morning, a little while ago, our neighbors across the hall, which do another morning show, they came over here and they were talking about how tired they were, and they were
It was bizarre because one of them at a time will sometimes walk in and talk to us. They abandoned their own show to come over here.
They came out of their studio, yes, and they were looking at me and they were saying, "It's my fault."
They weren't talking to us. They were addressing you. I just happened to be in the room. Now, my immediate assumption, we send text messages between the four of us.
Yeah.
I call us the four horsemen of the morning shows.
Yes.
I am the pale horse they call death. But anyway, we send these text messages. Three of us are good human beings who have Apple products and phones. The fourth one, Eric, has a non-Apple product. Because of that, sometimes there are glitches in the text group. And you'll send a message at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it won't get to everyone till 2 o'clock in the morning, and
yes,
then everybody's phones start going off.
And then we're like,
so I assumed you had sent a message that bothered them.
Yes. Well, so they proceed to inform me that they both separately had dreams about me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one, Jody says that she said that my whole family had moved into her old house. They were still living in their old house
in Vine
Grove.
Which she hasn't even had for like 2 years.
3 years, I think. And so they're back in their house in Vine Grove, and me, my husband, my two kids, and both of my parents are living in this house.
Which is not big enough for six people.
And my parents were assigned to sleep in a twin bed, and it wasn't going to work. And so anyway, Jody says, "I am exhausted after dreaming about you and your family, and I had to go get your mom some special breakfast." And my mom is not high maintenance.
But you know, she said your mom was being picky about the breakfast. Why would she be serving them breakfast?
Yeah, yeah. So the whole thing was just strange. And then Eric says that he was in his dream, he was picking his kids up from school, and his kids go to school in Louisville. And he said, "I was there picking up my kids. My kids don't go to school in Louisville."
And one of yours doesn't go to school locally now because she graduated.
So then the police come. They show up. John Ward, our sheriff here in Hardin County, shows
up. Who has no jurisdiction in Louisville.
No. So he shows up and he's like, and Eric's like, "Hey, John." And John's all serious. You know, he's business. And so he's rushing in the building. And apparently Trisha rushes in the building too.
To help the police.
And so they've had this situation inside the building. And then Eric's waiting outside like, "What's going on?" And then John Ward comes walking out. And then a little while later, Trisha comes walking out. And like, I took care of the situation.
You resolved it for the police.
I did. So you're welcome. I mean, such a strange situation. And
it woke them both up. And now they're both exhausted.
Yeah, because of these strange dreams they had about me.
I like how one of them thinks of you and your family as being needy and high maintenance, and the other one thinks of you as some sort of like Chuck Norris-like
figure.
Like,
I came in and saved the day. That's pretty sweet.
The funny thing is, neither of those opinions is anywhere near the Trisha that I know. You're not like a big hiney pain, and you're definitely not going to kick a door in and go do something with... Well, no, you might do that.
Try me.
Yeah.
No, actually, don't try me, but try me.
Yeah, we went through that training with EPD, and you weren't very fearless.
No.
I mean, you weren't very fearful. You were fearless. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
All right, maybe of the two stories, I would buy you chasing the police in to resolve a crime before I believe the other.